Let's talk a little bit about the use of chemotherapy in these women with ER-positive tumors. There's been a lot of controversy about it. And also, we have a new assay, the Oncotype DX assay, that's been used in these patients. Can you talk a little bit about that issue?
Well, it's quite clear that young women, irrespective of their hormone receptor status, benefit from chemotherapy in a statistical sense. If you do the meta-analysis in women under 50, there is benefit. If you do the meta-analysis in women over 50, it's clear that even if estrogen receptor is present and these women get tamoxifen, that chemotherapy is of benefit as well. And so it used to be relatively simple to just think that these women might benefit from chemo if they're high risk and throw in tamoxifen if they're estrogen receptor positive. But we've had some new results recently that have given us a better appreciation for the relative benefits of chemotherapy to endocrine therapy in various populations. And if I can just briefly describe where the field appears to be going, it looks as if the older a woman is, the less benefit they appear to be getting from chemotherapy if they're also estrogen receptor positive. So the benefits of chemotherapy, even in ages of 65 to 70, are there on the meta-analysis. But if you look very closely at these populations, if they're estrogen receptor positive, the actual benefit from even modern-day chemotherapies is relatively small. And similarly, if you have relatively low levels of estrogen receptor expression, so these are the weak ER positives, even older women get some very substantial benefit from chemotherapy. So there's an increasing understanding that the biology of breast cancer is not just an on-off switch with the estrogen receptor, and that shades of gray are closer to the reality, where the estrogen receptor represents a continuum rather than a discrete variable.